and Julia found a blackmail letter addressed to Mr. Clive Silverton of Belleville, Illinois, in a book they'd gotten from the Belleville Public Library. It is now a few minutes later as the two reach the front door of Mr. Silverton's home, intent upon helping the man inside. Let's listen.
Come in!
After you, Julia.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you I moved the moat inside for the winter.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, what can I do for you?
Mr. Silverton?
That's right, yes.
Mr. Silverton, we're here on a matter of utmost importance. We found this blackmail letter addressed to you in a book we got from the public library.
Let me see it.
Here.
No. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
It's from him, Raymond P. Antrim, the same man who's been blackmailing me for years, ever since I committed that horrible deed that I've had to live with and regret from the time I was a young boy in college.
Oh, but what did you do, sir?
What did I do? I fixed the Cotton Bowl game.
Fixed the Cotton Bowl game? How?
I put boll weevils in the souvenir programs, and they ate the stadium.
Great heavens.
Good Scott!
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode, when we'll hear me say... You remember last time, Carl and Julia found a...